And there were five grad students funded on this project, and Mac Bean was one of those, and he's going to talk about some of the work that was done with active optical reflective sensor algorithms using soil and weather information. So, Mac?
Thank you.
Bring you up to the podium.
So, the picture in the background is just one of our 49 sites. It's in the Missouri River bottoms. The Missouri River is actually behind that second tree line. And so, just kind of reiterating what Dr. Shanahan was saying, very diverse locations across this region. We know that corn during a period of its life between V6, V18, that's the percent that takes up a large portion of its nitrogen. You can see the growth stage on the x-axis and then the percent of total nitrogen uptake on the y-axis. And so the goal using canopy sensors is to narrow down somewhere in this region, and I just put the arrows between V6 and V12. If you're in North Dakota, maybe V5 or a little bit before. If you're in Nebraska and you have a pivot irrigation, maybe after. But the whole goal is to use a canopy sensor during this period of rapid inuptake to really use the crop as a bioassay to know how much nitrogen it needs. And that's the actual sensor that we use, the rapid scan by Holland Scientific. Every site or every state in the project used a rapid scan to standardize the protocol. And so you use the canopy sensor to gather reflectance information, but it's really difficult because of soil and weather changes to know exactly if the crop is telling us what this location needs, what nitrogen amount or that's best for that location. And so I'm using weather before side dress application to basically use soil and weather information to adjust the University of Missouri active optical sensor algorithm to see if we can make this algorithm just a little bit better right across this wide region of locations. So I'm going to jump right into the results. So this is that same location you saw at the first slide. And then you're going to see four of these graphs. The x-axis is EONR in kilograms of N per hectare, and then the y-axis is the algorithm. This graph is showing the University of Missouri algorithm unadjusted without adding soil or weather information. And then you see this yellow band that dissects the graph in half, and the sites that fall within that band are sites that are within 34 kilograms of EONR, which is where we want our tool or our algorithm to recommend. Right? So if all those sites, all those locations were directly into that yellow banded region, that would mean the algorithm did a perfect job at estimating EONR. And then the box in the top right-hand corner of the graph that has the percentage amount, that's the percent of sites that are within that yellow band. And then the years, of course, are color-coded that you can see there. And then there's a dashed line, that's a regression line of the 49 sites, and you want that dashed line, again, to be aligned with the one-to-one line in that yellow banded area. So you can see that the algorithm really didn't perform all that well. The center mass of the cluster of sites is off of that yellow banded region, suggesting that the Missouri algorithm greatly underestimated what the EONR was at these sites. So now we take weather information and we adjust the algorithm using that weather information, and you can see that the cluster of sites now going below the yellow banded region is now kind of centered over that yellow banded region, and that dashed linear fit line starts to align a little bit more with the one-to-one line, and we get a greater increase in the percentage of sites within 34 kilograms of EONR. We add in soil information, just soil information, and we get a similar response, more sites within that 34 kilogram per hectare band, but the linear fit line isn't as close to the one-to-one line. We use both soil and weather information. We don't get as many sites within 34 kilograms of EONR, but our linear fit's a little bit better, and you can see just the arrangement of those sites is starting to turn the way that we want to. This is my last slide, and it's just a different way of looking at the performance of the Missouri algorithm and then the adjusted Missouri algorithms. On your x-axis is the unadjusted, the weather, the soil, and the weather and soil, and then on your y is the difference between EONR and that algorithm. And you can see that the difference between the algorithm unadjusted was pretty large. You could see that from the scatter on the plot. But as you use soil and weather information, It really started to shrink those boxes. Even the whiskers started to narrow, and our median value, which is the value in the middle of the box, got closer to zero, suggesting that there was a smaller difference between the algorithm and the algorithm in EONR. So, and that is my presentation. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mac.